not tears in my eyes. I'm just sneezing.
I know. I've gone through like a half a box of Kleenex. Are you okay over there?
No. No, but love will get us through, and these Tim McGraw tickets, well, that's the task at hand right now. Let's get to Tim McGraw. Let's play some Friday morning fake news. Tim's return to Texas coming September, September 11th. That's a Friday there. This will be on the Dallas side at Dos Equis Pavilion, amphitheater night concert with Timmy Mac, and a pair of passes totally free right now. If you can tell us of the next three news stories that you hear reported to you, which is the fake news story of the three, you're set. You're good. And we just saved you on a Valentine's Day Eve.
Look at that. I mean, talk about coincidental timing. A-plus.
Always the gift that keeps on giving. It is Friday morning fake news, and Heather Lee, are we ready to provide the three news stories?
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen closely. Two of these stories, actually, factually true. The other, not so much. Story
number one.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, one of the most romantic couples in country music. So what do you buy a woman that has it all? It's not flowers, champagne, or chocolate. Mm-mm. Tim is now invested in bakeware. Faith loves to make pies, cakes, and more, so he hits up the vintage shops for classic baking pans and ceramic dish plates for her to, like, present all of her goodies.
There you go. Number one. Number two.
Number two!
There's lots of ways to find love. Go on an app, ask friends and family for suggestions, or just lower your standards. The new dating trend is picking up on the 6-7 phenomenon, where singles are going for average folks who come in at a 6 or a 7. The idea is that they're more stable, dependable, and emotionally available than someone who's a 10.
And then finally, story number three.
The day of love is almost here. Undying affection, emotion, and commitment. Well, unless someone better comes along. New research shows that 1 in 6 American couples do not believe that they're soulmates. The same amount already have someone picked out that they'd leave their partner for if the chance arose. 12% of women have a backup, an imaginary partner, if you will. That number is 19% for men.
And there are your three news stories. Which do you believe is the fake one? To quickly review, is it Tim McGraw goes around antique stores and the like, tries to find old bakeware to bestow as a gift to Faith Hill?
Maybe a pawn shop guitar tour. Inspo.
Number two, is it the
6-7
trend in dating that instead of going for a 10, how about a 6 or a 7?
6-7!
Because they just seem to be a little more stable.
Yeah, you'll work. Whatever.
Or is it story number three in a new study with a bunch of percentages? Roughly 1 in 6 believe the partner they're with, not their soulmate.
6-7.
1 in 6, 7. Go to you first up here. Who's this? Where are you?
This is Catherine in Dallas.
Hello, Catherine in Dallas. How are we doing there, Catherine in Dallas?
I'm great. Ready for the rain to come.
Yeah?
It'll be a Valentine's Day stuck inside.
Wash away some of that Dallas that's on you.
You got to be careful over there, Catherine. We're looking out for you.
I'll come back to the Westplex whenever it's the weekend where I live.
All right. Home base.
Well, good deal. Yeah. What are you doing this morning? You're at work, right?
Yes, I am at work.
That's right.
Sounds like she has a grown-up job.
Do you love your job?
Yes, I do.
Does it love you back?
Yes, it does.
How would you rate it? How would you rate your love? Like, I don't know, 1 to 10.
Oh, I believe it's a 7.
6-7!
We can't get away from it, can we?
Mm-mm, no way.
All right, gold medal round. You are first up right here in Friday morning fake news. What do you think the fake news story was? 1, 2, or 3?
I feel like it's number one.
Number one!
Tim McGraw does not go around finding old bakeware and stuff for Faith Hill. Survey says.
She's right.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
That sounded very legit.
But.
Okay, awesome.
He does go around and look for vintage vases because she grows her own roses.
Yep, that sounds more like it.
Yeah, Faith.
I have like 3 vases in the house that have been in the house for like 27 years, it feels like. I don't know.
I use alcohol bottles for the vases.
Atta girl.
There you go. Yeah, but those aren't vintage. Those are from last night.
Uh-huh.
party.
Well, how about that? So the 6-7 dating trend. People are aiming lower.
Why not? Aim low and you'll never be disappointed.
See, that's what I do if I was an Olympian. I just go, yeah, bronze. Anything else past that is gravy. Ooh, if they give you gravy, that's better than even a gold. And then that new study that had all sorts of stuff. 1 in 6 people think they're not with their soulmate.
No, and they've got their next partner all picked out.
Everyone's invited.
That's not right,
that's
honey.
That's not how any of this should work.
All right. Well, look at you. You got your date with Tim McGraw all picked out. You are set up. You have solved Friday morning fake news.
Awesome.
Woo. Bringing happiness to the Dallas side.
Valentine's Day present for my boyfriend.
Hey, very good. See, yeah, put it in an antique vase.
Oh,
Or a liquor bottle.
A little dab will do. Your candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. Yay.